This tape will be a practicum in the use and setup of the Roman Missal for a given feast day. I'm using the Missal that came into effect after the decree, that is the apostolic letter, Rubricarum Instructum, issued motu proprio by Pope John the 23rd on the 25th of July 1960. This was the last significant revision of the rubrics and pertains to all missals issued after that date up to sometime in 1964 when the beginnings of the changes after the Second Vatican Council began to be implemented in missals. At that point, the title page of the missal that previously had read Ex Decreto Sacro Sancti Concilii Tridentini Restitutum from the decree of the Holy Council of Trent restored were dropped. The first example I am using is that of the feast day of a saint. This would be a feast day of a saint occurring on a weekday, since if it occurred on a Sunday, it would generally not be observed, since the usual case of a saint is that the feast day will be a class 3, and since Sundays are of class 1 or 2 and no lower, the Sunday would take precedence and the saint's feast would be disregarded. The feast I have selected for illustration is that of Saint Dominic Confessor, which occurs on August 4th. The first thing I'd like to do is look at the Ordo, and I'm reading from a very complete Ordo entitled Ordo Divini Officii Per Solvendi Misaeque Sacrificii Per Agendi Pro Anno Domini Cum Missis Propriis Diocesium Civitatum Foederatarum Americe Septentrionalis. The Ordo for completing the divine office and celebrating the sacrifice of the Mass for the year of our Lord, and it's issued every year, with Masses proper to the dioceses of the United States of America. And this is available from Post Office Box 18612, San Jose, California, 95158-8612, and at this time the cost is approximately $10, including postage. This is a very complete Ordo covering both the Mass and the Divine Office, with many helpful reprints of applicable rubrics for various days. So from this we will read the indications for August the 4th. The first indication in the margin is ALB, A-L-B period, which stands for the Latin word albus, meaning white. This shows the color of the vestments that would be used. The information on color of the vestments is also found in the general rubrics of the Roman Breviary and Missal, the Rubricae Generales, in chapter 18, entitled De Coloribus Paramentorum, on colors of vestments. But in a good ordo, practically every ordo, the color will be indicated. The next indication is feria tertia, which is indicated by a Roman numeral 3. This indicates that in this particular year, August the 4th fell on the third ferial day. Now, the first day of the week is considered to be Sunday, which is never a feria, which is a non-weekday. So Monday is feria secunda, that is feria Roman numeral 2. So feria tertia, feria Roman numeral 3, would be Tuesday. And that way of numbering continues through Friday, which is feria sexta, feria Roman numeral 6, and then Saturday is denoted as sabato, the Sabbath. The next indication is Saint Dominic, C, which indicates the name of the saint of that day, the C period standing for confessor. There are several designations for saints. They may be confessors, they may be martyrs, and so on. Virgins is another category. So Saint Dominic is a confessor. That is one who displayed the faith in an heroic way, but was not martyred. The next indication is Roman numeral 3, CL period, which means that this is a third-class feast, as virtually all of the saints' feasts are. The main exception to that rule is the feasts of the apostles, which are second-class feasts. Then the next line in this ordo relates to the office, so I'll skip that. And the next line indicates PR period Mass, which stands for proper Mass. That means that there will be found in the Missal a Mass that is proper, that is peculiar or specific to that particular feast. Some feasts of saints do not have a completely proper Mass. They may have special collects, that is, orations, secrets, and post-communions. Some feasts, however, have a completely proper Mass allocated to them, which includes also specific epistles, gospels, introits. I'll discuss this point a little bit further on when we discuss the proper of the saints and the common of the saints in the Missal. After reading the ordo, the next step would be to proceed to setting up the Missal. The Mass is composed of two types of prayers, generally called the ordinary or ordinarium, and the propers or propria. The ordinary is that part of the Mass that basically remains unchanged from day to day. The proper, or the propers, are those parts of the Mass that do change on a daily basis. Normally, when the Missal is set up, the first marker would be placed in the ordinary section. That is the section that has the large heading Ordo Missae and begins with the rubrics and prayers at the foot of the altar. Since these are normally memorized, and since the prayers that follow, the Kyrie eleison, the Gloria, if said in the season, and the prayers of the priest before the Gospel, the Mundo Coram Meum, and the Dominus Sit, are found on altar cards, or are usually memorized, as well as the Creed. The first time that a tab is needed and the Missal is actually used at the altar for the ordinary of the Mass would be sometime during the offertory. If altar cards are being used, many of the offertory, the beginning offertory prayers and the Lavabo will be found on the offertory, on the altar cards. So it is usually at some point here that the marker is placed. Now the second marker in the Ordo Missae is usually placed in the section of prefaces, the prefaciones, which are found immediately after the Suscipiat prayer. Now you will notice that the first group of prefaces have the Gregorian musical notation, whereas following them, the same prefaces are reprinted using simply the text without the music. And that section has the heading Prefaciones sine cantu, that is, the prefaces without chant. So the proper preface for that day would be marked with one of the markers. Now the question arises, what preface should be used for the Mass of St. Dominic? The Ordo, you notice, did not tell us. Well, that is a fairly common situation. Sometimes the Ordo will indicate which preface should be used, but often it will not in the common cases. For this information, go again to the general rubrics of the Roman Missal, Rubrice Generales Missalis Romani, which is in the front of the Missal again. Chapter 8 is entitled De Diversis Missae Partibus, on the various parts of the Mass, and you will find, going through a few pages, that you will come to letter H, De Prefazione, on the preface. And down in that section, you will come to section 498, called Prefatio Communis, which indicates that the common preface is said in Masses which lack their own proper preface, and should not be taken from the preface of the time, that is, of the season. So we will put our tab then, or our bookmarker, at the Praefatio Communis, the common preface. Now we go to find the propers that are applicable to this Mass. Now you will notice that the Missal divides the propers at Easter. The Sundays after Easter, starting with Easter and after, follow the Ordo Missae, the ordinary of the Mass. And after the 24th Sunday, 24th and last Sunday after Pentecost, after a few pages of prayers titled Tabula Orationum, Table of Prayers, there is a section that is entitled prominently Proprium Sanctorum, the proper of the saints. This is chronologically ordered from the 29th of December on, so we go to the page that is set aside for August 4th, the Feast of Saint Dominic. We find Die Quarta Augusti Sancti Dominici Confessoris. The proper also indicates that Saint Dominic is a confessor and that the feast is a third-class feast, which simply confirms what we already read in the Ordo. Here we put another page marker, and you notice that the feast for Saint Dominic has a complete set of propers. That is an introit antiphon, an oration, an epistle, a gradual, a gospel, an offertory antiphon, a secret, and a communion antiphon, finally, a post-communion prayer. Now, it would be instructive to note that immediately following St. Dominic's proper on the 4th of August, the feast for the 5th of August, which is immediately following, In Dedicatione Sancte Mariae ad Nives, on the dedication of Blessed Mary of the Snows. This also is a third-class feast, as the rubric indicates, but there is something, a rubrical instruction, that is, that follows that indication, which says, translated, the Mass entitled Salve Sancta Parens from the common of the feasts of Blessed Mary the Virgin on page 44 in parentheses is used, and the Credo is not said. The preface of Holy Mary the Virgin Et te in festivitate is used. Now this points up a number of items to note. I had indicated earlier in the tape that some feasts have a complete set of propers and some do not. The Feast of Saint Dominic is an example of one that has all of the proper parts of the Mass printed. On the feast of the 5th of August, you have an example of a feast that has only the three collects. which are proper. And you even notice that next to the secret and the post-communion, there is the letter C, capital letter C, which indicates that actually those are taken from the common of the saints, the Communa Sanctorum, and are reprinted here simply for convenience of the celebrant. However, the Mass for the dedication of Holy Mary of the Snows is otherwise to be taken from the Mass Salve Sancta Parens, which is found in the common section on page 44 in parentheses. The common of the saints follows the proper. The general rule is that the proper takes precedence, that is, the proper of the saints, so that whenever a feast has a prayer or reading that is printed in the proper section, the proper of saints section, that is the prayer or reading that is used. Failing any one of these parts being printed there, you would go to the common of the saints to find the rest of the prayers or readings for that feast day. So the comparison between the proper of the saints for Saint Dominic on August 4th and for Holy Mary of the Snows on August 5th is a good comparison to be studied, which contrasts the case of a feast which has all of the proper parts printed in the proper and the case of a feast which has only the prayers printed and the rest of the prayers and readings are to be found in the common of saints. Notice that the rubrics for the feast day of August 5th also indicate the preface that is to be used, namely the Prefatio Beate Mariae Virginis. Now, the reason that the In Et Te In Festivitate is published, that is not those are not the beginning words of the preface, but if you'll notice in that particular preface, there is a phrase that is to be filled in according to the specific feast that is being celebrated, and this rubric in conjunction with August 5th indicates that that phrase is to be filled in with the words Et Te In Festivitate, and you on the feast. There are a few other considerations that also will be answered by Chapter 8 of the General Rubrics of the Roman Missal. One question is whether the Gloria is said, and that is answered in Section C of Chapter 8, specifically Section 431, which states the hymn Gloria in Excelsis is said A, in masses which correspond to the office of the day as often as the hymn Te Deum is said at Matins. There is an association between saying the Gloria and saying the hymn Te Deum at Matins. The Mass does correspond to the office of the day, which is of Saint Dominic, and the hymn Te Deum is said at Matins, the Ordo also indicates that. That was the line about the office that I didn't read earlier. Then there is also the question of the orations, which are the rules for which, the rubrics, are covered in subsection D of chapter 8. Now, the issue of orations does get rather complicated sometimes, but, and it also depends upon whether the Mass is the Mass of the day or a votive Mass, that is one that does not correspond to the office of the day. But if we look in that section D down to number 434, subsection D, we are told that on liturgical days of the third and fourth class and on votive Masses of the third and fourth class, only two orations are admitted. That is in addition to the one corresponding to the feast of the day, in this case of Saint Dominic. Therefore, the celebrant could add up to two extra prayers. These extra prayers are found in a separate section called the Orationes Diverse, the various orations, which follows the votive Masses in the Missal, which follows the Common of the Saints. So you will find there several sets of prayers, the Oratio Secreta Post Communio, starting with one, Ad Poscenda Suffragia Sanctorum, for asking the prayers of the saints, and going on to number 35, Pro Vivis et Defunctis. So the celebrant can choose two of these if he wishes to add to the a prayer for Saint Dominic on the 4th of August. Now, the final practical question that comes up is whether the creed is to be said, and that question is answered in section F of chapter 8, De Simbolo, on the creed. And we are told in section 476 that the creed is not said, subsection D, in festive and votive Masses of the third and fourth class, the Feast of Saint Dominic, the Feast of the Saints of the Day, being festive Masses, festal Masses, feast Masses. So we know that we do not say the creed on this day. Now, the situation with Sundays, which are always liturgical days of the first or second class, is much simpler, since all the Sundays basically have all the proper parts in the Missal. And most often the proper preface will be indicated. Also, the creed will be said, since according to section 475 of chapter 8, the creed is said on any Sunday. Note that, as I said before, the Sundays following, beginning with Easter and following, are found after the Ordo Missae, and for Sundays preceding Easter from the beginning of Advent, these Sundays will be found preceding the Ordo Missae. This then concludes our brief look at how to set up the Missal for a feast day of a saint, and by extension a Sunday and other days. At this point, it would be good as an exercise to set up the missal for several masses, some with full propers, some with only part of the propers in the proprium sanctorum, some Sundays, perhaps one in Lent and one in a non-Lenten season, so that you get the feeling of how the missal is set up and how the different parts of the Mass are chosen by the celebrant. If you have an ordo, that will assist you to find the main principles and parts in setting up the missal.